Let's talk NWFL footy with Kim Miles. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, the good news is only a light shower or two tomorrow, a mil total. That's the forecast.
Great stuff.
And even better on Sunday for the junior grand finals. Prelim finals. We'll get to those shortly, but first let's start with the senior. So round 18, and let's go first with the game up at Smithton. So Circular Head Saints hosting Ulverston tomorrow.
They are, and the winless Circular Head will probably have their last chance to open their account when they host Ulverston at the Smithton Oval. The Saints have made five changes, recalling Connor Bramage, Aidan Gwynn, Brennan Dempsey, Damian Barker and Will Dwyer. The Saints could not consider Tyrone Morrison, Rylan Coombe or Caleb O'Halloran, while Riley Lockett and Connor Smith head back to the reserves. Ulverston regained Jack Dugger and Sam Mansfield to replace Clay Sculthorpe and Brennan Murray, who were both injured in the Robins' 4-1 loss to Burnie last week. The last time these two sides met, Darren, was back in round 14, also when the Robins won by 82 points. Ulverston had noted for Burnie in last week and were only 6 points in arrears of last change before the Robins pulled away. The Robins are still a mathematical chance to make the five if they can come away with a percentage-boosting win and defeat arch-nemesis Penguin in the last round. They should have the firepower, one would think, to defeat the Saints, who will miss injured ruckman Tyrone Morrison and midfielder Coombe. So Ulverston a win in the second-last roster match there, Darren.
All right, mate. Can you do me a favour? Are you on speakerphone there?
Yes, mate.
Can you just pick up the handset, because it's sometimes speakerphones are dodgy. And see how
does that sound now?
That's better. Way we go. All right, so you're tipping Ulverston to beat Circular Head tomorrow.
Certainly.
At Dial Park, what a game this is. Penguin hosting Devonport tomorrow.
Yes, and Penguin have named arguably their best lineup of the season for their clash with ladder leaders Devonport at Dial Park. The two Blues regain Randall Hardy, Jay Van Essen, and Mercurial forward Jack Templeton, who replaced Brad Kelly, Harry Fox, and Jackson Beattie. Devonport have made five changes to their side, recalling Caleb Van Buren, Wyatt Kenny, Bo Nash, Jaden Wicks, and Keegan Lowe, who replaced Xavier Todman, Ben Hawkes, Toby Ennis, Evan Lockwood, and Bo Bramage. The Penguin back six have been settled for most of the year, but will need to perform at their absolute best to contain the likes of Charlie Castles, Oliver Kelly, Joey Chaplin, Caleb Van Buren and Nick Milbourn. Likewise, the two Blues have considerable flexibility and options in attack, with Damon Smith, Jack Rand, Liam Viney, Dylan Bramage and Jack Templeton to share the load. The Magpies enjoyed a 35-point win over Penguin in their round 13 encounter and will start favourites. But I just have an inkling, Darren, that the two Blues may reverse that result. Ooh, and get home narrowly.
Be a great game. Dial Park tomorrow. All right, and let's go to La Trobe. They're hosting Burnie tomorrow.
They are, and despite a 71-point loss to Wynyard last week, La Trobe have opted for just one change, with Nathaniel Triffitt recalled to replace the injured Blake Weeks. The Dockers regained promising youngster Taylor Nash, who missed last week's game due to COVID, and will also welcome back star on-baller Rudy Barrett for his first game since round 13. The duo replace Brad Rubock and Braden Eimer. The Demons have received considerable drive from big ruckman Jade Smith this season, and he will need to be in peak form to combat Burnie veteran Nick McKenna, who I thought turned the game for the Dockers in the last half of their clash with Ulverston. The Dockers also had consistent efforts from the likes of Kynan West and Jeremy Plant in attack last week, who relished the ball supply provided by Bailey Bogue, Joshua Wolfe and Dylan Smith. The Demons rely heavily on their midfield supremacy, where Ethan Flack, Braden Butler, Mitch Perry and Will Shearer have been prominent in recent weeks. Now, this should be a ripper of a contest, Darren, with the two sides odds on to meet again in the first week of the finals. At home, La Trobe will improve on last week's result against Wynyard, but there was a lot to like about Burnie in their last quarter against Ulverston,
and I'm leaning towards the Dockers to come away victorious.
All right, so start time for that game is 2:20 at La Trobe. The game at Dole Park, it's 2:20 start. And the game up at Smithton, it's a 2 o'clock start. That's for the seniors and, of course, reserves and 18s before that. All right, let's go to the women. So two games on tomorrow, 9 a.m. start at La Trobe and Penguin.
Correct. And the second place Penguin Two Blues will be all out to improve on last week's effort against Ulverston when they were beaten by 76 points. The Two Blues had good players in Mia Rose Sullivan, Kirby Gibbons and Georgia Purton, and coach Clint Schultz will be looking for more consistency from his side. Winyard will welcome back Charlie Vandenberg and skipper Abby Hoiberg-Cox and will be looking for a win as a precursor for the finals. The Cats have yet to notch up a victory against Penguin this season, so I think the Two Blues will get home. And in the second game of the round, the unbeaten Ulverston will tackle the winless La Trobe Demons at La Trobe. And as you've mentioned, both games will commence at 9 a.m.
All right, so that means Devonport women have the bye tomorrow. Okay, Sunday and great weather, fine weather forecast for the junior prelim finals.
Yeah, and prelim finals time in the junior ranks with all matches to be played at East Devonport's Girdleston Park. Firstly, in the boys under-12s, La Trobe will play Ulverston with the winner to proceed to the grand final to play the Burnie Dockers. And the under-12s prelim will commence at 10 a.m. Following that match will be the under-14s starting at 11:30 between the Burnie Dockers and Penguin, with a winner to play Winyard in the grand final. In the boys under-16s, Winyard will clash with Ulverston commencing at 1 p.m. with the winning team to meet the Devonport Magpies in the grand final. And finally, Darren, in the youth girls preliminary final, Ulverston will take on La Trobe at 2:45 p.m. with the victor to proceed to the grand final to play Winyard. A great day is assured of finals footy, no matter what the weather may bring, Darren.
Yeah, well, it'll be fine. That's the word. Anyway, good luck to the kids playing prelims this weekend. Now, AFL tonight, what a game. Collingwood and Melbourne, team 2 versus 3. Who are you tipping?
Yeah, what a game. Well, the Demons have returned Ben Brown to replace the omitted Sam Wiedemann, while former Burnie lad Brody Majacek returns for the Maggies. Collingwood have won 10 matches in a row, upset the Demons by 26 points in their last encounter in June. However, Melbourne gave a glimpse of their best form, Darren, in thrashing Fremantle last week, and I think they'll prevail against the Magpies.
All right, me too. Now, story of the day, as far as the AFL goes, is Buddy Franklin possibly to Brisbane next season. You and me both Lions supporters. You happy with that or what? It's not signed, sealed, delivered, but apparently that's what he wants to do.
Well, I think you'd have to be happy about it, Darren, but as we said off air, let's hope that Buddy's got a couple more years in him if it does prevail.
I'll take 2 years out of Buddy. Yep, no worries. Thank you. All right, enjoy your footy. I might see you at Dole Park tomorrow.
Will do, mate.
Okay, Kim Miles talking NWFL.